again, see Lodge and get his whole feeling about this thing. Also take a look at their judgment of how the war is going and whether the infection is spreading out of Saigon and all the rest. I mean, see, we have two advantages. Domestically, we would have the advantage of having a military look at it and a cold look at it and up-to-date look at it. And in the country, we'd be able to operate ourselves with a little better judgment. Now, the fact is, we've really been sort of split for the last 4 weeks between the Defense Department, which believes that there isn't clear evidence that the war is going to be lost on this basis with the news, and that any action, and they're also their feeling that we don't have the solid basis to replace them, and that therefore what we've been doing is rather futile. And the able Harriman view is that we can't win with the news and them, and therefore we should do anything to bring the change. Well, actually, we did, for the first 2 weeks, it seemed to me, we did follow the policy of doing our best to encourage a coup. Now, we weren't successful. Whether we should or shouldn't have, I don't know. I think it was worth changing.
Yeah, I think we tried,
but we didn't do it. We didn't do it. We weren't successful. I don't think Cabinet has come up with any proposal to make it more successful. Really, today, I think we do have the... I'm inclined more to think that you kind of have as much disturbance as you had without having a spread, and you've got such a tough war anyway. So I think there's some merit to Governor Harriman. On the other hand, I don't think, as we said, I don't think that you've got the... you've got a highly emotional situation in Saigon, and you've got... but there doesn't seem to be any evidence of a military deterioration as yet, because of the national cycle. But in any case, I think it would be advantageous to have somebody from the department and Bob and General Taylor, who General Taylor's identified with the situation from all 16, want to go out there. They see Lodge, they analyze all this with Lodge, then they'll come back and make some proposal perhaps on personnel out there. We may have to change some of our people just because and I think it would help us with the country. They can then go to the Congress and give a very much more up-to-date report. And that would seem to me to be the best thing for us to do. And I think we look well here and we'll be valuable out there.
Well, I wonder, Mr. President, if we ought to get Cabot's comments on this.
Sure, I would like to really get it. I'd really like to have him go. I mean, I want him to go. I would send that to have Abel go, and Abel's too high now that he's negotiated the test ban. He's too big a figure. He was sent from the State Department. Then it looks like more, I think the military review is really our primary cover. The State Department comes along, but their primary mission is to see where we're going militarily. I think Abel goes, then it really looks like this is a episode. You know, Alexis Johnson represents the department and can come back and cover the department then.
This thing failed.